Who monitors the security companies? That question has taken on a new urgency in Iraq since 1 week ago today. That's when employees of Blackwater USA were involved in a shooting in Baghdad. At least 8 Iraqis were killed. Blackwater says its guards fired in response to an attack, but Iraqis say the shooting was unprovoked. A joint U.S.-Iraqi investigation into the incident is underway, but Iraq's government has already concluded that Blackwater guards are guilty of a criminal act. NPR's Anne Garrels is in the Iraqi capital. And what's the best picture now we have of what happened in Baghdad's Nisour Square 1 week ago today?
Well, Blackwater guards were accompanying a convoy carrying U.S. diplomats in Mansour, an area known for insurgent attacks. In its only public comments so far, as you indicated, Blackwater has said it responded to an ambush. The U.S. embassy says its guards were responding to a car bomb. Iraq's prime minister has said the bomb was so far away that could not possibly have been a reasonable reason for the response the guards gave. Blackwater armored vehicles raced into the packed square to close off traffic. A car failed to heed an Iraqi policeman's signal to stop. It came under fire. The driver, a passenger, and a baby were killed. The Iraqi government says Blackwater started the shooting. Some witnesses have said Iraqi army soldiers nearby also began firing at some point, complicating efforts to establish exactly what happened and who killed whom. But to bolster their case against Blackwater, Iraqi officials have laid out a series of episodes over the past 7 months in which they say Blackwater acted without justification.
What are the kinds of actions they're specifying?
Well, they include a series of actions. They include a February 4th shooting that killed an Iraqi journalist near the foreign ministry, a February 7th shooting in which 3 guards at Iraqi state television were killed, a shooting in May that killed one near the interior ministry, and 2 shootings this month before the Nisour Square incident in which 5 civilians were killed.
How does Blackwater typically operate?
Well, they're heavily armed. They escort diplomats in a convoy of armored SUVs, sometimes even using their own helicopters with armed guards overhead as extra protection. Now, no one disputes travel outside the green zone is extremely dangerous given roadside bombs, suicide attacks, you name it. But other security companies ask, why is it that Blackwater shoots so quickly? Blackwater in the past has defended its aggressive stance, noting no American diplomats have been killed. Iraqi civilians, though, say Blackwater races through the streets and doesn't give anyone in its path a chance to respond.
There are rules of engagement for the military there. Are there rules of engagement for the Blackwater guards?
Well, they come under State Department rules, which state that Blackwater is supposed to be defensive in nature, with the contractors responding with a graduated use of force proportionate to whatever attacks they come under. Blackwater is not subject to U.S. military oversight or Iraqi law. And the company has worked under a provision enacted here in the early days of the occupation, which effectively gives companies working for the U.S. government immunity from prosecution.
The Iraqi government initially banned Blackwater. Now the company is escorting U.S. diplomats again. How do you interpret this turn of events?
Well, it just shows how delicate and difficult the situation is. I mean, the Iraqi government is under huge public pressure to rein in foreign security companies, but the State Department argues back it needs protection. As a compromise, for now, Blackwater is only escorting diplomats on urgent missions, so diplomatic activity is pretty limited. Just how this is all going to be resolved is still very much up in the air. Though Iraqi officials say they're going to prosecute Blackwater, other Iraqi officials concede they can't under current laws. But I think one outcome is likely. Laws governing foreign security companies will be changed, with some Iraqi officials now demanding Iraqi companies take over from companies like Blackwater.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad. Anne, thanks a lot.
Thank you.